Blog Talk Radio.
What's going on? Good evening, everyone. It is your girl, Nye, and you beautiful people are tuned in yet a long-awaited show of Nye Airwaves. Laugh, live, and get into the now from the people's perspective, sponsored by Faces of Success Radio. You guys, it has been a long time coming, and we've been doing a lot of hard work behind the scenes, but we are back and better than ever. And tonight, I have such an amazing treat for you all. Of course, you know, we have our interviews with the stars, but tonight is something completely crazy. We have the legendary Gregory Williams, the founder of the legendary group Switch, this evening with us for an exclusive interview. So make sure y'all dial that hotline, 323-642-1569. And make sure you press 1 to connect to the host. We're going to get into a few tunes before we get into our exclusive interview, but make sure you guys stay tuned. Again, we have Mr. Gregory Williams of the legendary group Switch. They're known for the hits I'll Call Your Name, You'll Never Be, and so much more. And you never know, we might just get some new music in the studio. Kicking off the show with some Ariana Grande. I love you all so much, and make sure you dial that hotline and check out the show tonight. Let's hit it. Let's go.
Thought I'd end up with Shine, but it wasn't a match. Wrote some songs about Ricky, now I listen and laugh. Even though my got married, and for Pete, I'm so thankful. Wish I could say thank you to Nelson, 'cause he was an angel. One taught me love, one taught me patience, and one taught me pain. I'm so amazing. There's love in all the love, that's not what I see. Look what I got, look what you taught me.
Cause you knew that I'd call you up. You've been going
party in LA. Cause you knew that I knew that I knew that I'd be at one. Oh. I know that dress is karma, perfume regret. You got me thinking about when you were mine. Oh. And now I'm all up on you, what you expect. But you're not coming home with me tonight. You just want attention. Pretty eyes.
shoulder. You ain't got a sign. Try to get closer. 50-50 deal. I'ma get deposits. I'ma live a life. Try it for your knocking. You ain't got a rush, but you ain't got a stop it.
You ain't got a stop it.
come from your inner circle or lack thereof, and I don't know who I can trust. I've been dropping out and I've been hanging out with my high friends, and we too stoned to pay attention. I mean, really, it's same me, it's old me, you know, same. I've been on the low key. Bye, mama. Go, Gina. Go, Gina. Go get that gift. Bye, mama. Go, Gina. Go, Gina. Go till you get. Bye, mama. I belong to nobody. Hope it don't bother you. You can mind your business. I belong to nobody. Try not to disturb. Mind my business.
Call me like you said you would? Is this really your real phone number? But you know, I'm a man now, baby, a grown man. And I came a long way. And a bear taught me one thing. Taught me to hold on to my love.
Get back into the tunes in just a few. It is time for our exclusive interviews with the stars, and what better way to bring in our legends of the evening without giving a proper introduction? Let's get them into the studio one time. When you think of Switch, and what comes to mind is silky smooth ballads, the soaring first tenor voice of Bobby DeBarge, the deep, rich alto of Philip Ingram and the lush, full background harmonies of the one and only Gregory Williams, Tommy DeBarge, Eddie Fluin, and Jody Sims. All of this on top of the most beautiful yet funky ballads to ever come out of the 70s and early 80s R&B pop music scene, with legends like They'll Never Be, I Wanna Be Closer, I Call Your Name, and Love Over and Over, written, arranged, produced, and performed by the phenomenal group of six gorgeous men, Switch. Of course, you know we have the legendary Mr. Gregory Williams in the studio, and we're not going to wait any much further in regards to cueing him in. And also, we may get some exclusive music from Switch. Currently, they just released a new single, I Love You More. So make sure you dial that hotline, 323-642-1569, to chime in, and you may get a chance to hear it. Let's not wait any further. Please welcome the legendary Gregory Williams. Good evening.
Hey,
how
there.
Are you?
I am fine. Thank you. Hello.
Oh, goodness. Thanks so much. Yes, can you hear me?
Oh, no, I can. Yeah. It was kind of in and out for a second. But, yeah, okay.
Okay, awesome. Thanks so much for being in the studio. So we gave just the surface of your amazing voices and your group overall, but please introduce yourself personally and tell us who Mr. Gregory Williams really is.
Oh, as best I can. I am the founder leader of Switch. I sing, I play keyboards, I used to play trumpet, I write, arrange, and produce, and I handpicked the other five guys to join me on a journey, a lifelong journey, and I'm so happy I did. It worked, and they work, and it's a special thing, you know, to be able to do what we do for you guys. So, and again, I'm happy to be here.
So let's start way from the beginning. How did Switch come to be? What was the story?
You know what? I had been with quite a few bands in my life, and I learned a lot from all of them, good, bad, and ugly. And I was with a group called White Heat, who was signed to Barry White's production company, Soul Unlimited. Barry was our manager, and we were on RCA Records, 1973, and we put out one record, and the record went nowhere, and Barry dropped the group and took the name, and I decided after that it was time for me to put my new unit together, because the group broke up, and everybody went their different directions, and so I decided it was time to put my own group together. So through my journeys, I grew up with the DeBarge brothers, Bobby and Tommy, in Grand Rapids, Michigan. White Heat was stationed in Akron, Ohio, so I had met Philip Ingram and Eddie Fluellen, and Jody Sims was a member of White Heat, so I pulled everybody together, and we cut a demo. Took us a couple weeks to cut a demo. Jody and I headed to California, and after being there 9 days, quite frankly, we ran into Jermaine Jackson and his wife Hazel Gordy Jackson, Barry's daughter, in an elevator.
Okay.
And we gave them our demo, and they got us a deal with Motown, and the rest is kind of history.
Amazing. And you were with Motown from 77 to 83 and recorded five albums, two going platinum and three going gold, with over 8 million record sales. That is an amazing accomplishment in itself. So
yeah, for an R&B act during that time, it definitely was. It definitely was.
And what would you say are one of your most memorable moments in being with the group?
Oh, God, you would ask me that. I've got so many awesome. The way we used to laugh, you know, the rehearsals in the house. When we first did, okay, I'll tell you about this one. We had cut our first album. It was out. It was selling. And it was time for us to go on a promotional tour. Various cities across the United States, in stores, radio stations, a few TV shows, and things like that, and meet and greet people that were promoting our records and stuff like that. We'd never done anything like this before, especially not on the scale that we were on. And we were in Detroit. and we wound up, we had an in-store. We'd done some radio and even a television show, and we had an in-store where we were going to come face-to-face with our fans for the very first time. Well, we're in the limo, and we're riding, and we're riding down the road. After about 10 minutes of riding, we see that there was a lot of people gathered. I mean, and then there were lines of people, and this went on for a couple blocks. And we're thinking, must be a fire. Must be somebody got shot. Must be this, must be that. And so one of us rolled down the partition and asked the driver, what happened out here? Somebody hurt? What happened? Dude laughed. He said, they're here for you. What do you mean here for you? He said, the record store is right around this turn. He said, but all these people that came here to see you guys. God, it was, thousands and thousands of people. When we finally pulled up in the lot of the record store, all the cars were just buried in people. It was the most amazing thing in the world. Girls were screaming, jumping on top of the limousine, chasing it down the street. We had this team of security of about 8 big guys to help us get out of the car and into the store, and we almost got squished in. They rushed us in. It was the most amazing thing in the world to realize that we were that big, that all those people were there for us. It was kind of like a Jackson 5 or a Beatles scene. That's one of the many memorable moments I had with me and the guys.
And of all the names you all could have as far as the group, how did you get the name switch? And is there any type of meaning or hidden joke from the gang? How did you get Switch, the name itself?
Okay. Now let me tell you this. We came to L.A., Jody and I. We didn't have a name when we left Ohio, but because we flew for the very first time first class, we loved first class so much with the free scotch and the free food that we decided to name the group First Class. So that's what we were going to call ourselves. And Motown wanted to see the group, even though we had the deal pretty much, Motown wanted to see us perform, see what we were like live. So they set up a showcase for us. Now, between the time we got in town and it was time to do a showcase, that was like a short 2 weeks. Of course, in doing the contract, they researched the name. Found out there was a group in New Jersey by the name of First Class. So we had to come up with a name. Sure. Well, okay, we'll figure we'll come up with a name. We kept coming. The six of us kept coming up with stuff, and we would tell the other one, mail it back to Grand Rapids or mail it back to Akron, which meaning it ain't good enough, and we'd break out laughing. Anyway, now what we do, the group that I put together, I mean, this was designed ahead of time. I wanted a group of guys that all could sing, who could all sing and sing lead vocals. I wanted a group of guys that played, each member played more than one instrument. I wanted a group of guys that were on the same page with me as far as dreaming. We were going to ride or die this one. You know, it wasn't going to be nothing less. We were not going to stop or fall off. We were going to make this dream a reality. So anyway, I was blessed to get guys that thought and felt like I did and had the talents that I wanted. And I also wanted a group of good-looking guys. I knew that would work, too. So I was successful there. Anyway, now back to Motown. We're setting up to do the showcase. Actually, we're about to do the showcase. And we still don't have a name. But we're going to go on. We'll perform. We'll get a name sometime between then and the contract. After the showcase was over, there was Motown dignitaries. I mean, so many people. Barry Gordy, Suzanne DePass, Stevie Wonder, Smokey Robinson. There was so many Motown, even stars and employees and producers and writers that were at the showcase. Afterwards, they're complimenting us because our showcase was, you know, Bobby would sing lead, then Philip, while Philip's on the congas, while I'm on the trumpet, while Tommy's on the bass. Philip would sing lead. Bobby would go to the piano. I would go to the other keyboard. Tommy would come up front. And we kept switching around, you know, who was singing lead and who was playing what instrument and thing like that. After the showcase, Suzanne DePass, in complimenting us, makes the statement, I've never seen so much switching in my life. Thus the name Switch.
Oh, wonderful. Wow. And it stuck. My goodness.
Yeah, it did. It worked because it personified who we were and what we were doing. We would switch. So it stands for us on all the different instruments, because there were three lead vocalists, Philip Ingram, Bobby DeBarge, and myself, you know, and all of us played at least three instruments, if not more.
That is amazing. And with such chemistry and hard work and dedication to the craft overall and just the music period, you have touched so many people. And the music never really dies. It's like a time capsule with a melody. That's the way I like to think of it. And
like
let's get into one of my favorite songs, because I'm a personal Switch fan. My mother was a Switch fan and a DeBarge fan, so I grew up listening to the group. But one of my key favorites, and we're actually going to play it tonight as well, I Call Your Name. How did this song
Yes, I ain't mad at that one either. Bobby and I wrote that.
So how what was the process of writing and creating this song?
Ironically, Bobby and I lived in an apartment on Lancashire in North Hollywood. We had a piano in the living room, you know, and after rehearsing all day long with the fellas a whole lot of nights when we were just chilling at the house, he and I would wind up on the piano. And one night he wound up on it first, and he started messing around, and I came out of my room and, you know, hey, man, I need some help on this. And, you know, we dove in, and that's what came out.
Oh, man, that's awesome. And before we get into the song, because we're getting ready to play it, actually, everyone has, like, a favorite ad-lib or a favorite line. What would you say is your favorite part of I Call Your Name?
I actually don't have a favorite part. I like the whole thing. You know, I mean, I'm proud of the story we told, but that story wouldn't have ever come across without such a significant melody and such a significant delivery as how Bobby did it. I just love the song, period. It all worked.
Absolutely. So we're going to go ahead
tell you
and
what,
take a break here.
What wound up being the most profound part of that song is, I'm a man now, baby, a grown man.
Yes. And now I'm grown. Oh, my God. Yes.
Yeah, that wound up being the you know, people joke about it and have fun, but they remember that. They will not forget that.
Absolutely. Are you going to call me like you said you would? Oh, my God.
Right?
Love that.
Is this really your real phone number? Okay.
Now come along. Oh, my God, such a classic. Let's not wait anymore.
I remember when Bobby did that. God, we laughed in the studio. He was good for stuff like that. He was. He'd come off the cuff.
Oh, man. I bet. So we're not going to wait any longer. We're going to take a break here, and we're going to get into one of the most legendary songs from Switch themselves. Of course, you said written by yours truly and Mr. Bobby DeBarge. I Call Your Name. Get ready and stay tuned, because it's not over yet. We've got more music to come. But right now, Switch, I Call Your Name.
I used to think about immature things. You know, like, do you love me? Do you want me? Are you gonna call me like you said you would? Is this really your real phone number? But you know, I'm a man now, baby, a grown man. And I came a long way. And a spirit taught me one thing. Taught me to hold on to my love. Thank you.
And Gregory Williams in the studio with us. So let's fast forward just a little bit here. In July of 2003, you reached out to all of your band members and you reunited Switched and welcomed a newcomer to the group. I believe it's pronounced Akili Nixon. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Okay, great. So how did what made you, after all these years, decide to reunite the group and say, let's do this one more time?
Well, all of us, fortunately, the group went in our separate ways in 1983. Bobby and Tommy left before we left Motown. Then Philip left. And Jody Sims, Eddie Fluellen, and I wound up over at Total Experience. We did one more album. It wasn't Switch anymore. And being the one that pulled the group together, I was the one to dismantle it. I moved from Los Angeles to New Jersey and just kind of gave it a rest. Over the years, we all stayed active. I wound up writing, arranging, producing over at Sugar Hill Records, playing with the band GQ, and I started a management company as well. And so I stayed in the industry. I stayed in the industry over the years. And I considered putting the group back together in 1995. I tried it. You know, that was the year that, strangely enough, the year Bobby passed. Earlier that year before, I tried to put it together. Bobby didn't want to be a part of it. He was too sick anyway, really, at the time. But he didn't want to be a part of it. And I tried it. I could never find anybody with his sound, though. So after that failed in 95, then he died. I just threw in the towel. I just, you know, okay, I'm making money. I'm living. I'm doing what I'm doing. You know, as a writer, arranger, producer, having produced acts like Boys to Men, TLC, Dr. Dre, work with Dr. Dre, and a whole bunch of other people. Anyway, but in 2003, a friend of mine approached me. He said, "Greg, I got this guy. He's a Switch fan. He sings. And he says, he sounds kind of like you guys, and he'd like some input from you." He said, "I need you to hear him. Just hear him and see if there's something you can do for him." Well, I got the tape. I sat on the tape for about 2 weeks before I did anything. And I was riding one morning, and I popped it in my car. And this guy started singing, and I had to pull over. I mean, I was just blown away. I even questioned the fact with Bobby in the studio with him, because that's how much his demos sound like Bobby singing.
Oh, wow.
So I called him. He was up in the Bay Area at the time, and I called him, and he came down that weekend. And not only was he an incredible singer, but we hit it off. He was an incredible person. And I was managing El DeBarge at the time. So, you know, then I met him, and but shortly after that, even then, it wasn't put this guy in the group. It was, okay, we're going to reunite Switch and feature El DeBarge, because, like I said, I'm managing El DeBarge, so, and he's like my little brother, so we're close. We're close like that. And we were getting ready to do it, and I was calling the guys to reunite, and then I thought about it. L's got his own career. He's going to have to go back and take care of L in a minute. He won't be able to do this. Let's see if this new guy, Keeley, will fit. And I asked Keeley, and of course he said, yeah. And from that point to this point, we all got together, including Tommy DeBarge. Tommy DeBarge was initially back with us as well. You know, but his health is what pulled him away. That's why he's not with us today. He's on dialysis three times a week, and he's too weak to do anything. But believe it or not, he's hanging. He's hanging in. And I was going to say, believe it or not, he is on this new record with us, though. So
yes, and prayers.
And then so, and I, the other original members is Eddie Fluell and Philip and myself. Those original faces, but also with us is Michael McGlurry. That's the guitar player that you hear on all of Switch songs, including "They'll Never Be" and "Best Beat in Town." All of the Michael did 95% of our stuff while we were at Motown. So now he's back as an original member of Switch since he's part of the sound.
Awesome, amazing, and prayers going out to the DeBarge family for all health and everything going on with Mr. Tommy as far as his health is concerned. But
I'm sure he'll receive that and appreciate that. Thank you.
You're welcome. And I am so glad that you came out with new music, starting off with your single, I Love You More. So, of course, I have to ask, how did the concept come from? What was the session like recording the song?
Well, I got to tell you, something awesome happened, too. I picked Akili for Switch because he sounded so much like the Switch sound. Even though Akili, Bobby is Bobby, Bobby DeBarge was, in my opinion, the most phenomenal falsetto in history for our genre of music. I mean, he just had it. In fact, I don't know of anybody in any other genre that had it like Bobby did. But so I wasn't looking for a Bobby, and I didn't find a Bobby. I just looked for someone that could carry on that sound. And one of the compliments we get all the time is, y'all sound like the record. And when we hear that, that says we're doing what we're supposed to be doing. Okay, with that being said, another plus with Akili is Akili writes like L and Bobby does. He's a prolific songwriter. And he has the use of harmonies like they do. So when he approached me about doing this song, he said he had this idea. And actually, he started doing it with somebody else, but the somebody else couldn't figure out where he was going. And he got me on the phone, and I taught the guy what to play while we were on the phone. So this new song is written by Keeley, myself, and the other guy. He calls himself Black Rose. And we started cutting this song. This song is a few years old, and we started cutting it before. But we just recently decided, hey, let's finish this thing and put it out. So over the past year, we worked in the studio. Me, Philip, McGlurry, and Akili, for the most part, stayed in the studio till we got it done. This is not the only song we got done. Akili got married 2 years ago. He and I also wrote a song for his wife. And we recorded that, too. So we got backup stuff. You know, so now we are moving our way towards a CD and a possible album. But that's how that song came about. He and I wrote it.
Awesome. Amazing. So let's not wait any further. We're going to go ahead and cut to I Love You More. And, of course, you know, I had to get a sneak peek in myself. Me personally, everyone that's listening, I love the song. It's awesome. Definitely something you should take a listen to. So without further ado, Mr. Gregory, would you do us the honor to introduce I Love You More?
Yes, and I appreciate the compliments you pay. Ladies and gentlemen, take a listen to Switch's new single, I Love You More.
You heard it straight from Mr. Gregory Williams. This is Switch, I Love You More.
La, 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 la. Standing of all the things I've learned.
my goodness. Everyone, I Love You More by Switch.
It's fresh, but it's very reminiscent of Switch's discography. It flows completely. The melody is smooth. The instrumentation is awesome. It definitely is well suited, and you just can't touch that. It's just every group or every musician always has this special thing about them, and you guys always had that instrumentation and that soul. And I definitely can attest, his voice fits in so smoothly with the Switch sound. So awesome. It really does. It's awesome. So we've got I Love You.
Yeah, and wait until the next one, just like on I Want to Be Closer, where it's a duet with Philip and Akili. The next song that we're going to release, We Found a Way, is also a duet, that kind of thing. The song is not reminiscent of I Want to Be Closer, but the way that Bobby and Philip used to play off of each other, well, Akili and Philip are playing off of each other. I had a second phenomenal find in Akili, because he is not only an incredible talent, but he's a super person, you know, and he fits right in with the temperament and the energy of all the other guys, you know, and I can't say enough about, I am with some of the best men in the world. I really am. These guys are just incredible. His talents and his people, these are my brothers, and I couldn't have picked better people to travel on this journey with me. We separated for a minute, but we came back together because the love and respect never died.
Absolutely. Back and better than ever. And
I like that. Thank you.
Yes. So you mentioned there could be a possible album in the works. Let's talk about that. What's next for Switch or yourself in general?
Well, we're touring. We've been working. We've been performing. In fact, my phone rings all the time now about different dates. We just played day before yesterday. We played Redondo Beach. We did a Mother's Day date with Switch, Bloodstones, Delphonics, Temprees, and Radio. And we're coming back in another few weeks with Switch, Rolls Royce, Radio, and Mary Jane Girls, and Delphonics at the L.A. Convention Center in July. So we're working a lot, we're performing a lot. And of course the new music, we're going to work that and do radio as much as we can. And I, on a whole nother level, just published my autobiography, Switch DeBarge, Motown and Me. So I'm about to work that to death too. So there's so many things. And one more thing, I don't know if you've heard, but TV1 did a movie, The Bobby DeBarge Story, and that's supposed to air on June 29th. So there's a lot of stuff going on. Yeah, there's a lot of stuff. And the Bobby DeBarge Story basically centers around mostly the Switch years, not completely, but mostly. So, you know, it's going to keep us in the forefront. Go on.
We'll definitely look into that and make sure you guys tune in again for the airing of that, as well as picking out their tour dates and seeing them perform live, because it's one thing to indulge in someone as far as their recording, but it's another to have an experience of someone live. So make sure you guys support Switch as much as you possibly can. Absolutely.
And you know something? Let me say this, too. I'm a humble, modest man. I don't say that for any reason except it's true. But come to our shows. We kick butt. You will be on your feet screaming and yelling and singing and enjoying yourself. Trust me, we do perform. We perform like veterans back in the day. Trust me.
Most definitely. So on the album, what will we be expecting? Will there be some surprise guests? Will we be getting a mix of new R&B with the old school with the new? What exactly will we be expecting without giving too much away?
Yeah, we are doing a couple of things with a couple of new artists, you know. In fact, we've got a thing that we're going into the studio doing in the next few weeks with a well-known hip-hop artist, you know, a clean rapper, you know, somebody that is really saying something that matters. And we're doing a song with him We've got more of the same, more like I Love You More that me and Akili or me and Philip and the guys wrote. And we also got a couple remakes. For example, we redid There'll Never Be Love Over and Over Again, which we're going to add to the album. So there's a lot of stuff that we plan to bring to the forefront on this thing.
Amazing. And for those of us that are listening, I'm sure everyone is very much inspired. What would you say, or what advice would you give to someone who is paving their way or taking the steps needed to become established in the industry?
You know, this is the first advice I give to everybody. It's just on repeat in my life because it's the most true thing I can tell you, and that is believe in yourself and be willing to take the chances. You know, Plan B, I don't necessarily believe in Plan B. If you're going for it, go for it. And what's important, if you can, find somebody that believes in you like you do, but ain't trying to do what you're doing. Meaning somebody that wants to take care of business or be a business person that will help take care of you because they believe in you like you do. And that'll help you go a long way because you can't watch your back and your front when you're trying to perform.
Oh.
The most
true.
Important thing, though, is believe in yourself and don't let go. Don't stop. You got to work, though. Don't think it's just going to happen because it's not just going to happen. You got to work. You got to be ready when that opportunity comes. Just like we were on an elevator, believe it or not, Jody and I on an elevator, we only had one tape. But that one tape was meant for Jermaine Jackson, which in turn got us that deal on Motown. We were ready, and we seized the moment, and there it was. That you got to be ready for that. You got to be able to sing at the drop of a hat or perform at the drop of a hat, but you got to be ready for it, so stay ready.
And what would be some great advice as far as stage presence is concerned? I know some people, I don't know if you have experienced this, but getting stage fright or blanking out when they get on stage, when they see all the lights and all the eyes on them. What is some good piece of advice that you would give as far as commanding a presence on stage?
You know what? That's such an individual thing. Even if I could give advice on that, it would probably be unfair because everybody's got to play by different rules. And from my opinion, everybody's got to get ready and be ready on their own terms. And my terms may not fit someone else's. All I can say is I go back to believe in yourself, and you'll get in there and do it. I mean, if you get stage fright when you see people, do it with your eyes closed. If you can't go on and run out on stage looking head on, just back up. Make sure you don't trip over yourself, but get out there. Do your thing.
Well said.
That's all I
can
say
about. Well said.
Yeah.
And how can we keep up with you and Switch? What will be your official website with all of your tour dates as well as your social media sites to keep up on the new music?
Well, of course, we're on everything. I mean, individually and collectively, from Instagram to Twitter, definitely Facebook. All of us got pages. I've got a Gregory Williams page. I've got a Switch Entertainment page, you know, and we keep all our stuff on there, and we all bounce off of each other. Myself, Philip Ingram, Akili Nixon, Eddie Fluellen, Michael McGlory, we all do. Okay, but the official Switch website is www.switchentertainmentworld.com. Not only do we have old stuff, you know, video clips, all of the songs, discographies, biographies, pictures. We've got new footage of us performing as well as the television shows we've been on. And we've got a Book the Band page where you can go and find out when we're performing, where we're performing, you know, what dates we've done and things like that. We even got a store on there that's got caps, T-shirts, my book, our song. Again, www.switchentertainmentworld.com, where you will find all things Switch. We keep it updated, too, so I think you'll enjoy it. You can go visit and you can hang out for a while.
Yes. Everyone, Mr. Gregory Williams, thank you so much for being in the studio and sharing your knowledge and your memory and overall just just setting the record straight, you never left, but you're all back with your brothers and your friends, your true friends, in music and just overall. And that's what, mostly what matters, doing it for the music and doing it for the love of it as well. I appreciate you.
Absolutely.
And I thank you so
and
much.
I appreciate you having me. And let me add this quick, too. You guys, those that are true Switch fans or lovers of the music, have heard all the little stories about who we are, what we do, and all of that. You guys need to get my book, Switch to Barge, Motown and Me. That's telling you the whole story. I could have wrote it about just Greg, but it wasn't just about Greg. It was about all of us. And it was about the barges and how everybody got started. And it's in there, and it is the truth. And that way you will have factual information. The book is on sale on my website as well as on Amazon in paperback and ebook right now. So check it out, you guys. That's Switch to Barge, Motown and Me by Gregory Williams. So we got new music. We got new books. We're doing live shows. We got a television thing coming up. There are a lot of things going on. Y'all come join us. Hang with us. Pull the switch.
Yes. Absolutely. And for those of us, because I'm actually looking right now to check out the book myself, it's $9.99 if you get it virtually on Kindle, and there are other options as well for being able to purchase paperback, both on Amazon and on their official website. So make sure you guys check that out and show some love to Switch and Mr. Gregory Williams overall. And as you get ready to leave us after gracing us being on the station, we're going to close out with another Switch classic, They'll Never Be. Oh my gosh. So much.
He mad at that.
So much soul.
No, thanks for having me. I really appreciate it.
Absolutely. And when you've got new music coming out, don't be afraid to come back. Faces of Success are now family. So whenever you guys are dropping new music and everything going on as far as the tour date, drop a tab on by, and we'll most definitely.
I tell you what, we'll reach out, and I'll set it up, and we'll bring the fellas, because we normally do a lot of it together anyway. We'll have some fun.
Okay. Well, let's make that happen. Wonderful.
Oh.
All righty.
Okay.
All right, everyone. The legendary Gregory Williams. Let's get ready to play. They'll Never Be. Dial that hotline 323-642-1569. And make sure you check out that book, A Proof, Switch, DeBarge, Motown and Me. Available all of where books are sold and on their official website. Everyone, thanks so much for tuning in. We're getting ready to close out soon enough. You're tuning in to Faces of Success Radio, 101 FM, Switch. They'll Never Be.